Let's go on now towards the possibilities in the future and functional medicine and some of the cutting-edge things that you're looking at as a way of being in the preventive zone rather than in the catastrophic zone.
As we change this, let's go down 6 months. Now, all of a sudden, in your shoebox under your bed, you've got, let's see, $2,400 that you didn't give up to the insurance company. You're sleeping every night knowing that if you get something bad, it's taken care of. And you have $2,400 and you start saying, you know, maybe I need to get a little healthier. There's an area of medicine now called functional medicine. And it was really a term coined by a man named Jeff Bland. Jeff Bland's a PhD in biochemistry originally. He worked under Linus Pauling. And for some reason in the Northwest, we have an abundance of the people that are probably some of the smartest people on the planet in this area of functional medicine. What functional medicine does is it looks at the body's function and tries to restore that back to normal. Rather than understanding that it's broken, we just need to fix it, let's really improve the function from a biochemical point of view. And this cutting-edge medicine now that is, I think, showing its worth in the results that patients are seeing is able to help people in ways they've never been helped before and really truly prevent things like obesity and Alzheimer's disease and depression and diabetes and some of these things. We know more now about why people do get sick than we ever have in the history of medicine. And now we know more about what we can do to prevent some of those things. Many times this has been labeled just alternative or traditional medicine, and people have kind of poo-pooed it, especially in the traditional medical industry. When I went to school at the University of Washington, quote unquote, you don't need to take vitamins and minerals. It just makes expensive urine. So far from the truth, as you and I know. But now we really want to have the science behind what we recommend to people so they really understand why they're taking what they're taking, and they understand fundamentally what that's going to do to help them out. And we have that information now for people, and that's what's so exciting. Some of the things we'll get into to illustrate that are some of the areas relating to stress. Stress is a common topic and a common problem that people have right now. Mm-hmm. And we have some revolutionary treatments that are at best $10 a month.
Tell us a little bit about those.
We started looking at this about 4 years ago in the area of just stress-related illness. And as we looked at what was occurring in our country, we saw that many more people were having stress-related diseases and stress-related illness. And all we were passing out was Prozac and its cousins and Valium and its cousins, Xanax and things like that to try and deal with the stress. And patting people on the back and telling them to become less stressed and just go do things that are relaxing. That's miserably failed, as you know. And we started looking at the biochemistry. When we looked at what actually happens in people when stress occurs, they have an outpouring of cortisol from the adrenal glands, which live atop the kidneys. The stress of life, or this war of life that we're under, is incredible. It's coming at us 24/7. The adrenal glands are pouring out a lot of cortisol. What cortisol does is it stops the formation of some other key hormones, like in women, estrogen and progesterone, and in men and women, testosterone and a hormone called DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. When these levels go down, their behavior changes. In many women, as it goes down, they become irritable, very short-tempered, impatient. They become angry and ragey. Sometimes when they're raging and frustrated and upset, they have a very hard time stopping themselves. They know that they're out of control, so to speak, and they can't really stop it. They go to the doctor and they really get blown off. They don't understand it, so they say, well, you know, it sounds like you're depressed. Here's some Prozac or here's some Xanax. And what they don't understand is what is happening on a hormonal level and how much their behavior is dependent on those hormones and that biology. So we've tested about 2,000 women over the past 4 years, and about half of those women have a DHEA level of zero. DHEA is the coping hormone. It's this fundamental hormone that people use to cope with things. It's also the anti-aging hormone. It's involved in the immune system. It's involved in memory. It's involved in thyroid and metabolism and fatigue. And what we found is when these levels are zero, people feel out of control. They feel very misunderstood. They feel very lost. They feel very angry and upset. And they don't even know why sometimes. When testosterone levels are low, then their sex drive goes out the window. They have no desire, no interest. They can't complete a sex act. They can't feel fulfilled. It also messes up their ability to process glucose correctly. It lowers their production of the strong muscles and strong bones. So women have a testosterone level just like men. That's about 10% of what a man has. About half the women we've tested, their testosterone level is zero. It's undetectable. And interesting enough, there's about a 50% rate in our country of what people call sexual dysfunction in women, and about a 50% divorce rate. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to start connecting those dots either.
Let me ask a general question related to what you're saying. All of a sudden, regulations changed and it was okay for drug companies to advertise on television. And so now we're all used to seeing these very pretty ads with pretty music and people doing things which have absolutely nothing at all to do with their problem, walking around in the valley, or looking at the mountains or whatever, very nice images. And then there's a name like Prozac or Xanax or some coined name for a much longer chemical compound. And it's just going to take care of life for you, absolutely. And then there's this sort of monotone thing at the end, which says, and side effects might be such and such. And only this type of stuff happened. Nothing else happened except for nausea, headaches, various other problems. And if you have liver problems, don't do this. And if you're taking these other types of substances, don't use this stuff. And it's great for you. Goodbye. There's that ad, which everyone sees over and over again, almost as much as for soda on television, as if it were just like soda or cereal. Then on the other hand, if you listen to talk radio in certain cities, you'll hear HGH, DHEA, a little of this, a little of that. Just go to your health food store and get it and take this and wow, your life is going to be great. Now, to me, these are two sides of the same coin. They're both rather irresponsible.
I agree.
Somewhere in between, there's the practical approach. So let's talk about that just a little bit.
It's a great introduction into what we created this whole idea of HealthMax about. And HealthMax is a company that said, you know, there is a lot of good, healthy, natural products out there, but there's a lot of shaming out there and there's a lot of hyperbole. Could it be possible to create an entity or a clearinghouse of some of the best people, again, on the planet to get their expertise and to decide, for instance, is vitamin E good for you or not, really? And if vitamin E is good for you, then let's teach patients how it's good for you, what it really does scientifically. And then let's get sources of vitamin E that make sense from reputable companies that are great. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Or vitamin C or what have you. And so that's what we created that organization for and wanted to really look at some of this information with a critical eye and get rid of the hyperbole and get rid of the snake oil salesman and do this in more of an educational format that is responsible. Much like PQI educates people about their opportunities to learn about government and business and banking and how money works. Much the same way HealthMax educates people about how their body works and what is good and not good and what risk factors are out there and what risks are really occurring. This area of direct-to-consumer advertising that you're talking about, I think is very misleading. I think it's caused a huge amount of confusion. And on the pharmaceutical side, they want the patient to walk in and say, hey, doc, I want some Viagra. I saw on TV last night that I could get 6 free pills from you. Well, that's about $50 of medicine. So why not? Let's try it. If one's good, why don't we take 2 or 3? And the allergy medications, the this medication, the that medication, all of a sudden, you have people coming in, as you said, just based on the ad. Wouldn't it be interesting, and I think this is occurring actually, if people were able to educate themselves more about the medicine, and this is happening all over now with the explosion of the internet, people are coming in knowing about illnesses and knowing about diseases and knowing about functional medicine much more than their doctors know. And so the doctors all of a sudden are way in the back seat. And the ones that can lay down their egos say, geez, let me read that. I haven't seen it before. I really need to educate myself. Unfortunately, again, there's a high ego in medicine that says, oh, that stuff is just garbage. You don't really need that. Or I suppose you can take it. Again, such an incredible disservice to the patients. And I think it makes the patients really lose faith in those doctors because they just don't trust what they're saying. I think one of the other things that we really endorse in this area is the ability to do functional medicine testing. And there are some very good labs that can actually do functional medicine testing so we can see what your body is functioning at, what we can do then to intervene and make it better, and then test for follow-up and see what other modifications need to happen. And the areas are just exciting right now. It's the most exciting time for me that I've had in medicine coming through what I feel is really the dark ages, the storm of healthcare that many other doctors are just now walking into.